Chapter 8, you teach what you know, but produce who you are. To create a drama-free team, you've got to become a drama-free leader. I just want to encourage you. This is the very last chapter. It's the very last recording. Way to go. You've read the book. You've listened to the audios. Listen, make it a daily habit of listening to them over and over again, because my goal is to create 10,000 drama-free teams, to create hundreds of thousands of drama-free people, tens of thousands of drama-free leaders. And I want people to use the same principles, the principles that I have found for eliminate the drama and really produce high results, really produce better productivity. I really want to see great results and great outcomes, and you can do it. So thank you for being a part of the journey. Thank you for taking the pledge and buying the book and listening to the audios. Listen, you can do it. So to create a drama-free team, you really got to be a drama-free leader. Now, here's the thing. The best way to know who Dennis really is to watch my children, because I teach my children what I know, but I produce who I am. And that's the same way, because the reality is that the game you're playing is follow the leader. It's not Simon Says. You know, some people think that they're playing the game Simon Says, but the game we're playing is follow the leader. You know, sometimes, you know, leaders prefer Simon Says. They stand there and they dictate, you know, commands. You know, Simon Says, clean your desk. Simon Says, do what I tell you to do. Simon Says, go get the mail here. Simon Says, go do this. Well, listen, it's about following the leader, and nothing makes a better impression on people than the ability to lead themselves. Now, you think about somebody that tried to lead you, but you know they couldn't even lead themselves, right? Isn't it hard to follow people like that when they have trouble leading themselves? Because people always see you before they hear you. So what kind of leader are people seeing when they look at your life? I mean, how do you handle your own emotions? How do you manage your time? You know, it's hard to coach others in arenas where you also struggle. So a great self-evaluating question that we tend to always ask leaders to ask is, how do I show up? How am I showing up here? See, because being is always more powerful than doing. You know, when I work with leaders and setting goals, I first focus on who they want to become, not what they're going to do. Because I know if I can be a big person, I'm going to do big things. But the opposite isn't always true. Just because you set big goals doesn't ensure that you're going to accomplish them. Now, it's important to set big goals, but you've got to work on becoming a big person. So another great question to ask yourself, in addition to how do I show up, is who do I need to become? Who do I need to become? So what we've developed is what we call the ARM methodology, A-R-M, to help leaders become bigger in order to produce greater results. It's a three-step process that involves awareness, A, R, responsibility, and M, motivation. So awareness. So the first step is always awareness. You got to continue to get awareness, which means you've got to get constructive feedback on your behavior. So feedback is the key to increasing awareness. So what we've taught leaders many times is that simply ask the question, not do you have any feedback for me? Because if you ask it that way, people will say yes or no. And if they say no, we're done with the conversation. But simply ask the question, what feedback do you have for me? I know you have some, positive or negative, give me something, because that will help me. What feedback do you have for me? So to increase awareness, use the question, what feedback do you have for me? Then when you get that awareness, then you have to take a choice and you have to do R, A-R-M, responsibility. So when you become aware, you've got a choice. You could justify the way things are, or you can create a plan for change. You can take responsibility, because you never change what you don't own. And here's the reality, you are ridiculously in charge of your own behavior. And you will not change in any arena in which you blame or play the victim. Blaming others for what's happening in your life just justifies yourself and removes the responsibility. It's what I did to lose 75 pounds. It's like I stopped blaming my weight on my wife, who loves to cook and I love to eat. And you kind of made a joke about it, but I sat back and I realized, you know, I never ate a donut accidentally, right? I owned it. I took responsibility. Okay, and that's what you've got to do with your life. So, see, because your life, where you are in your life right now, is a direct result of the choices you've made. And you're in charge of your choices. No one else is. So it's time to stop playing the victim. You can't grow in any arena that you've been a blamer in. And remember, your team is a reflection of you. And one of my favorite quotes was by Winston Churchill, who said, "The price of greatness is the acceptance of responsibility." And great leaders, they take responsibility for the culture of the organization. They know the buck stops here. They don't blame or complain, but they put on their big boy or big girl pants and they just get to work. You know, and so if you want change in your organization, First starts to change yourself. You grow your team, then your team grows. You grow yourself first, then your team grows, and then your organization grows. Because organizational growth flows out of personal growth. So you get awareness, you take responsibility, and then M is for motivation. Listen, personal development requires more than just the McDonald's drive-through approach. You know, listen, I'm like everybody. I like it fast and quick. But to tell you the truth, change takes a process, and you don't change overnight. And so it's like leadership is baked in a slow cooker, not a microwave oven. And so focus really becomes the key to motivation. How you focus determines how you feel. And if you focus on the problem, it won't take long until that anger or that resentment to arise. And once that comes, you've lost your personal power. And so think about your life, and your power of your life is in the focus of your life. Okay, it's like a light. If it's diffused, it'll light a room, but it won't do much. But if it's focused, it cuts like a laser beam. And that's how your life is. And what I've seen is that the reason people fail is broken focus. The reason people fail is broken focus. And you can trace any failure in your life to broken focus. And so as leaders, we've got to guard the focus of our life, because our life always moves in the direction of our focus. So the greater the focus, the greater the results. And so if you're not producing the results for yourself that you want, first examine your focus. And it's really the secret to great leaders. Your focus, it really determines this personal direction, which drives organizational direction. So you want to grow yourself, grow your team, grow your organization. It works in this order. Do not mix it up, okay? Because when you change, your team changes. So you teach what you know, but you produce who you are. So the three-step process that you'll continue to do if you're going to continue to grow is continue to get awareness, take responsibility, sustain motivation, and then get more awareness, take responsibility, sustain motivation, and rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, and one day you'll wake up and go, wow, look how far I've come. Okay? Let me give you some next steps, because I know I've read different books and I've kind of become frustrated because I think, you know, how in the world can I accomplish what this author is saying? I mean, he must be living in a different world. And maybe you thought that. Okay, and let me just assure you, I know exactly where you are, okay? I'm sure there are times as you were listening to the audios and you read the book and you thought, wow, that's really great philosophy, but he doesn't know my team. And trust me, I've been there. So the real question is what are you going to do next? What are you going to do next? See, because you won't change your team overnight, and it's a fallacy to think otherwise. And over the course of many years, you've behaved yourself into the place where you are right now. So you don't change overnight, and don't expect your team to be different instantly. There's no magic bullet that's going to change your organization. But what you can do is you can begin today. Okay, you can make the changes in your leadership style that over time will alter your results. So I just want you to ask yourself, what's one thing I can do today to make a measurable difference in my team? So ask yourself, okay? And whatever that answer is, go do it today. That is really my best advice, okay? Because if you don't do something, you can't expect different results. See, truthfully, if you're unwilling to take action, no one, not even me, I can't help you. No one can help you. And so ask yourself, what's one thing I can do today to make a measurable difference to my team? And after you take that action and monitor results, ask it again. See, because if you're not happy with your results, change your actions. Actions are the one thing you're ridiculously in charge of. And it's your behavior that's determining your results. Listen, I really believe you can create a drama-free team that produces better results with less stress, more trust, and greater courage. Thank you so much for just being with me and listening through the audios. And if you're interested in learning like how to go deeper with your coaching skills and get some more help with your team, I'd love to be a part of helping you with keynotes, trainings, workshops, coaching. You can contact us at the Leadership Development Group. It's info, I-N-F-O, at leadershipprocess.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at leadershipprocess.com. Listen, we're for you. We're on your team. We're glad to be on this journey with you. Go in the drama. You can do it.